Picture this. In your obstetrics practice, you are seeing a patient who has a follow-up visit. Amari, a 39-year-old woman, is in the second trimester of her first pregnancy. Amari feels well with no complaints, and all her vital signs are as expected. When you listen to her heart, however, you hear an extra heart sound which was not present during her initial exam. This extra sound occurs immediately after the second heart sound, S2, and there are no associated murmurs. You mention to Amari that she has an extra heart sound, and her face clouds over. Is that normal? Does that mean there's something wrong? She asks. As you listen and learn about heart sounds, consider what you will say to Amari about her cardiac exam. Welcome to Audio Bricks. I'm Laurel Toft, bringing cardiology from our bricks to your ears. After completing this section, you will be able to 1. Explain how hemodynamic and electrocardiogram events correlate with normal S1 and S2 heart sounds. 2. Explain the physiology of normal and abnormal S2 splitting. 3. Define the S3 and S4 heart sounds and describe their timing, physiology, and clinical significance. Part 1. What are the normal heart sounds? Cardiac auscultation is a clinical skill that involves listening to heart sounds using a stethoscope. It's a low-tech way of detecting disease directly without expensive scanners, blood work, or pathology reports. And another reminder that the art of medicine is not a lost one despite today's technology. Moreover, heart disease is so common that we see plenty of it in many different specialties. Let's review the cardiac cycle and note when the heart sounds occur and where they come from. There are 4 possible heart sounds called S1, S2, S3, and S4. Before we get into the pathologic sounds, we need to learn the basics of normal heart sounds. So you've certainly heard the normal heart sounds illustrated like this, lub-dub, lub-dub, lub-dub. Well, physiologists refer to these sounds as S1, lub, and S2, dub. Both of these sounds are caused by closing of the heart valves. Let's start, of course, with S1. The tricuspid and mitral valves, otherwise known as the atrioventricular valves, separate the atria and the ventricles. They open during diastole so that the relaxing ventricles can fill with blood from the atria. When the ventricles contract during systole, the pressure in the ventricles rapidly increases. The increase in pressure pushes the atrioventricular valves closed, resulting in the first heart sound, or lub. Now, the S1 sound is actually caused by the reverberation of blood within the ventricle and not the closure of the valves themselves, but it's shorthand to think of the sound as coinciding with the closure of the tricuspid and mitral valves. Now, moving on to S2. When the ventricles contract during systole, they open the aortic and pulmonary valves, also called the semilunar valves. The contracting ventricles expel blood through the semilunar valves by the pressure generated from contraction. After the ventricles contract, they relax during diastole. Ventricular pressure becomes lower compared with the pressures in the pulmonary trunk and the aorta. As a result, blood flows backwards and forces the pulmonary and aortic valves closed, resulting in the second heart sound, or dub, S2. Just like the S1, S2 is also due to reverberation of the blood in the chambers. So let's think about how these sounds separate systole and diastole. S1 happens at the start of systole, and S2 happens at the start of diastole. So, systole is between S1 and S2, while diastole is between S2 and S1. This is the longer pause in the normal heart sounds. So it goes like this, lub, systole, dub, or S1, systole, S2, diastole. S1, systole, S2, diastole. S1, systole, S2, diastole. You can further connect the physiology, heart sounds, and the ECG, or tracing of electrical activity in the heart. The S1 sound results from closure of the atrioventricular valves at the beginning of ventricular contraction. Now, on an ECG, the start of ventricular contraction correlates with the QRS complex. So, the S1 happens simultaneously with the QRS complex. The S2 sound results from closure of the semilunar valves as the ventricles are relaxing. On an ECG, ventricular relaxation correlates with the T wave. Thus, the S2 sound corresponds to the completion of ventricular repolarization and occurs immediately after the end of the T wave. All right, time for a quick quiz. Question: the closure of which two valves coincides with the S1 sound? Answer is, the tricuspid and mitral valve closure coincides with the S1 sound. Part 2. What is heart sound splitting? So far, we've referred to each of the heart sounds as a single event, but in actuality, each is made up of two events, the closure of two different valves. As we've noted, the S1 sound is generated by the closure of the tricuspid and mitral valves, while the S2 sound is generated by the closure of the aortic and pulmonic valves. Most of the time, the two closures occur so closely together that the listener hears a single sound. S2 splitting occurs because the valve closures are staggered and two distinct sounds can be heard. This is often referred to as physiologic splitting of S2. So let's discover the mechanism of this normal or physiologic splitting. The S2 sound is normally heard as the closure of the aortic and pulmonary valves in close succession. We refer to these as A2 and P2 for the closure of aortic and pulmonary valves, respectively. But during expiration, the A2 sound just barely precedes the P2 sound. The reason is this. When we inhale, the intrathoracic pressure, the pressure around the heart, drops. That drop in intrathoracic pressure allows more venous blood to enter the right ventricle. When more blood pours into the right ventricle, more blood is expelled across the pulmonary valve during the next systole. The increase in blood flow across the pulmonary valve prolongs the time that the valve is open and delays the P2 sound. So, the S2 sound is normally split during inspiration. However, the S2 sound should not be split during expiration. Knowledge check time. Question: during which phase of the respiratory cycle, inspiration or expiration, is the normal S2 split heard? Answer: the normal S2 split is heard during inspiration. Now, to make things slightly more complex, S2 splitting is not always normal. Three types of S2 splitting are pathologic or abnormal. Each is defined by its relationship to the respiratory cycle. First, let's talk about wide splitting S2. In wide splitting S2, the normal or physiologic S2 split is exaggerated. During expiration, a small split in S2 will be heard. Remember, it's never normal to have an S2 split during expiration. In this wide-splitting S2, during inspiration, a marked split will be heard, caused by the same process described for normal S2 splitting. So any condition that causes delayed closure of the pulmonary valve will cause a wide-splitting S2. The most common examples are 1. Pulmonary arterial hypertension. Here, the blood pressure is increased in the pulmonary artery. The increase in pressure in the pulmonary artery causes a delayed closure of the pulmonary valve because the right ventricle must pump against a steeper pressure gradient, which prolongs contraction. This can happen for a variety of reasons, but one of them is increased capillary pressure in the lung, either from interstitial lung disease or with the pulmonary embolus when a clot travels from the leg and lodges in the lung. 2. Right bundle branch block. This happens when depolarization to the right ventricle is slowed. The delayed conduction makes the right ventricle contract slightly after the left ventricle. The delay in contraction causes a delayed closure of the pulmonary valve, P2, in relation to the aortic valve, A2. And finally, 3, pulmonary stenosis. When the pulmonary valve is stiff and calcified, the valve closes more slowly, thus delaying P2. Next type of splitting is a fixed split S2. In a fixed split S2, the S2 sound is equally widely split during both expiration and inspiration, unlike wide splitting S2, which increases with inspiration. Hence the name fixed, because the degree of splitting is independent of respiration. Whenever you hear fixed split S2, you should automatically think atrial septal defect. So, for a clinical correlation, in patients with atrial septal defect, or ASD, there is an abnormal hole in the septum that separates the left atrium from the right atrium. The right atrium has lower pressure than the left atrium, so blood flows through the defect from the left atrium to the right. The extra blood in the right atrium is then pumped into the right ventricle. The right ventricle pumps this excess blood across the pulmonary valve, delaying closure and prolonging P2. Those with ASD have a fixed split S2 regardless of their respiratory status because the right ventricle is always pumping excess blood. And finally, there is paradoxical or reversed S2 splitting. So far, we've discussed the pulmonary valve as the reason for S2 splitting, but the aortic valve can also be a source of pathologic S2 splitting. Recall that A2 usually precedes P2 by a small amount in expiration and a larger amount in inspiration. In aortic stenosis, however, the aortic valve is stiff and takes longer to close. In fact, aortic stenosis can cause enough delay in the closure of the aortic valve that A2 actually comes after P2 during expiration. This can be heard as a split S2 during expiration. Inspiration causes P2 to be delayed by the reasons we discussed before. The delay in P2 during inspiration can cause P2 to occur at the same time as the delayed A2 in the case of aortic stenosis, causing a single S2 during inspiration. Okay, time for a quick quiz before moving on. Question. Fixed split S2 is associated with which congenital heart defect? Atrial septal defect is associated with a fixed split S2. Part 3. What are some other heart sounds? In addition to the usual lub-dub of S1 and S2, there can be other heart sounds, often called gallops, because when you listen, it resembles the galloping of a horse. Let's look at these S3 and S4 heart sounds now and discuss what causes them, when you hear them, and some clinical associations. First up, S3. S3 is an extra sound that occurs immediately after S2. You'll need to listen to recordings to fully appreciate S3. Use the word Kentucky to help you understand the cadence of S3, which comes immediately after the S2. So S1 is Ken, S2 is Tuck, and S3 is Key. Kentucky, Kentucky, Kentucky. During the initial period of diastole, the ventricles relax and rapidly pull blood in from the atria. The incoming blood rushes in and collides into the blood already in the ventricles. That rush causes the S3 gallop. It's like the atrial blood crashing into the ventricular blood. So why do some people have this? Well, honestly, it's still debated, but it's sort of accepted that high output states cause S3 by a faster rush of blood from the atria. Volume overloaded states can also cause S3 due to increased end-systolic volume. Importantly, S3 gallops are not always abnormal. In fact, they're considered normal in pregnant women and athletes, both of whom have high output states physiologically, as well as children. S3 in older, non-pregnant people, however, can be a sign of cardiomyopathy, volume overload, or heart block. Each of these three pathologic states causes increased end-systolic volume, leading to a collision between blood from the atria and blood in the ventricles. Now, for the S4. S4 also occurs after S2, but after a much longer interval than the S3. In fact, it's almost easier to think of S4 as coming immediately before S1. Use the word Tennessee to help understand the cadence of S4, which immediately precedes S1. So S4 is Ten, S1 is Ness, and S2 is C. Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. Unlike S3, S4 is always pathologic. When the walls of the ventricle are stiff and non-compliant, as in concentric ventricular hypertrophy, or after long-standing hypertension and other conditions causing chronic high afterload, the walls are less able to flex or bend. During the atrial systole phase of the cardiac cycle, the blood being actively pushed into the ventricle hits against this stiff ventricular wall and causes the blood in the ventricles to reverberate. When they do this in a stiff heart, the stiff walls recoil against the atrial kick and produce the S4 sound. Knowledge check time. Which pathology is associated with an S3? An S3 can be associated with left ventricular dilation that occurs in dilated cardiomyopathy, amongst other conditions. And that's it for Heart Sounds. Let's check your knowledge and see what you've learned today. First, can you explain how hemodynamic events correlate with normal S1 and S2 heart sounds? S1 results from the closing of the atrioventricular valves, tricuspid and mitral. S2 results from the closing of the semilunar valves, aortic and pulmonary. The sounds fit into the cardiac cycle as such: S1 systole, S2 diastole, S1 systole, S2 diastole. Next, what is the physiology of normal S2 splitting? S2 is normally a single sound during expiration and split during inspiration, with A2 preceding P2. During inspiration, the intrathoracic pressure drops, allowing more venous return to the right side of the heart. This increased blood flowing across the pulmonary valve slightly delays its closure, splitting the A2 and P2 components of the S2 sound. Next, what causes a fixed split S2? Fixed splitting of S2 is a sign of an atrial septal defect. Now, what are three common causes of a wide split S2? Wide splitting of S2 during inspiration can be caused by conditions that always delay closure of the pulmonary valve, either due to increased pressure gradient or delayed right ventricular contraction. Three common causes are 1, pulmonary arterial hypertension, 2, right bundle branch block, and 3, pulmonary stenosis. What is the mechanism of paradoxical or reversed S2 splitting? Paradoxical splitting or reversed splitting occurs when P2 precedes A2 during expiration due to prolonged blood flow through the aortic valve. This is either due to delayed left ventricular contraction, like in left bundle branch block, or a stiff and slowly closing aortic valve, like in aortic stenosis. And lastly, can you compare the timing and causes of S3 and S4 extra heart sounds? S3 occurs immediately after S2. It results from atrial blood rapidly filling the ventricles. It is normal in pregnant women, athletes, and children, but S3 can also be a sign of cardiomyopathy. S4 occurs immediately before S1. It results from the atrial kick. It is always pathologic and signifies non-compliant or stiff heart walls. And we're done. Armed with your newfound knowledge, let's think back to your patient from the beginning of this episode. You're seeing Amari, a 39-year-old woman, in her second trimester of pregnancy. During her exam, you noted an extra heart sound, and this has her frightened. How do you explain what's happening? First, you assure her that there's no cause for concern. Her extra heart sound comes immediately after S2, meaning it's an S3. The S3 heart sound results from the rapid filling of blood into an already full ventricle and is totally normal in pregnant women with their high output state. You reassure Amari saying, "This type of extra heart sound is normal during pregnancy and should go away once you deliver and your blood volume normalizes." Amari breathes a sigh of relief, and you tell her you'll see her at the next appointment. And that's our show. If you liked this episode, send us a comment or give us a thumbs up. Until next time.